Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 14, verses 3 to 9. Personal application. I want to take one last look at this woman, Mary, I think, who's wasting, that's the word that's used, wasting this ointment on the Lord Jesus Christ. I know we've been over this, and we've spent a great deal of time, relatively speaking, on it, but I'm loath to leave it. I'm reminded of the old preacher. And he said, well, when I preach, he says, I tell them what I'm going to tell them, then I tell them, and then I told them, and then I tell them what I've told them. Three times, you see. And of course, that may be apocryphal, I don't know. But this is a true story. You know it, probably. Well, possibly you don't. But Martin Lloyd-Jones, maybe he's a young preacher, was preaching one afternoon, and there was another man, an older man preaching in the evening. And after Lloyd-Jones had finished, the older man spoke to him, and he advised him. He said, you had too much material, and so on. He said, you watch me tonight. He said, I'll tell them the same thing, but I'll tell them in three different ways. And there should be a punch and a point to discourses. And here I want to make the point about personal application. Now, I know I'm dealing with two sorts of people. I know that you're a believer or an unbeliever. In the Bible terms, you're a sinner or a saint. I'm talking about your standing before God. Are you in the Lord Jesus Christ or not? I'm addressing you, first of all, those of you who are not. What can I learn? What can I learn? What do you learn? What should you learn? What must you learn from this woman? This woman teaches unbelievers what? Now, am I sorry for unbelievers? Well, in a sense, yes, but no. Do I pity them? Yes, in a real sense, but no. Why? Because unbelievers, and I was an unbeliever once, we're all born unbelievers, we're all born sinners. Sinners are idolaters. Something, somebody, whatever it might be, in the place of Christ. Now, this woman cries out, nothing, nothing, nothing but Christ. That's what she's saying to us. She's saying it to you now, my friend. She wasted her life, she wasted her money, she wasted the ointment, she wasted her reputation, whatever you want to say, she wasted it on Christ. King of my life, I crown thee now, thine shall the glory be. And that's what I'm saying to you, my friend. That's the secret. It's not churchianity. It's not Christendom. It's not going to courses. It's Christ. Christ must be all. Submit to Christ. That's what this woman cries out to you. Then let me address the believers, the saints. Well, we've seen people in this story, this account, who are jealous, bitter, cold, crabby. Spiritual people are supposed to be disciples, but they're bitter, cold, and crabby. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't be a cold, crabby Christian. Don't be a wet blanket. Money grubbing. You see all that in this passage. And this woman says, like she, to you as believer, as she says to the unbeliever, Christ is first. Don't wait for others. Don't get put off by their abuse. Look for Christ. Want Christ, submit to Christ, want Christ in everything. Men heed thee, love thee not. Well, Christ gives all the praise. God loves a cheerful giver. This woman is cheerful about it. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? Psalm 116, verse 12. I believe the last day will be like this. I think that she says that to me. What do I mean? Christ says, leave her alone. She's done a good thing. Well done, good and faithful servant. The memory of the just. There's a case for you. 1 Corinthians 4. Leave Christ to assess our work. Well, she broke the box. She smashed the jar. No, no. It was her heart that was broken. And her heart was poured out, not simply the ointment. She was doing it all for Christ. You may displease disciples. You may displease churches. You may upset this and that and the other. So long as Christ is pleased, then all is well. This woman would know the hymn. She didn't know it, of course, but she could sing it. Take my life. lay my all, ever only, for my King. This is what she's saying all the time. It's all for Christ. She shows us real spirituality. She challenges us. Oh, that God may help me. I've preached it. Yeah, well, very good. Now to live it, my friend. Now to enjoy it. Paul could say, Colossians 3:11, Christ is all. May that be true for me. This is what this woman says. Not materialism. Not this churchianity business. Not this Christendom. Not these attending courses. Not all these activities. But it's Christ. Christ. Christ.